Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Toys Meet Snow. And this is actually from a series of stories about toys. It was written by Emily Jenkins and Paul O. Zelensky. And my friends, these books are charming and amazing. And we're excited to read this one. And we're reading it because it is snow time, snow season here. And why not? Why not indulge? So, today's story, Toys Meet Snow, is read by Mommy and
Reddy the Writer.
Reddy the Writer.
Writey
the Writer. Who is going to be writing today?
And I'm right-handed.
And you're right, all the good things are right. I got it. Are you ready for your story, mister? Okay.
Oh, and just a little tip, after you end it, you might want to read my stuff.
Oh, I'd love that. Okay, here we go. Lumpy is a stuffed buffalo. Stingray is a plush stingray. Plastic is a rubber ball. She can't help it that her name doesn't match her body. They all belong to the little girl, but she has gone away on winter vacation. It is the first snowfall of the year.
Why does it decide to snow?
Asks Lumpy, and in the picture we can see them looking out the window in the house.
Because the clouds are sad and happy at the same time, says Stingray.
She's more poetic than factual.
No, it's what rain becomes when the temperature is freezing,
says Plastic.
I read about it in a book.
Let's go out,
says Lumpy.
I'm curious.
Yes, says Stingray. It's beautiful.
Snow, snow, snow,
says Plastic, bouncing.
I've read about it, but I've never touched it.
Well, I need a hat,
says Lumpy. He is often cold.
And I need a plastic baggie, wow,
says Stingray. Well, she's dry clean only.
Poke me some air holes,
she says. And when you're a stuffed animal and you go out and get wet, that's just no good.
I don't need anything,
shouts Plastic. She just goes natural. And so, with no small amount of effort, and in the picture we can see them using that effort, they are all trying really hard to work together as a team to get the front door open. And they finally do. The toys go out into the snow.
Is that a different tree?
Asks Lumpy.
It looks like a different tree than the one before the snow came.
It's turned into a candy tree, says Stingray. It tastes like peppermint.
She's got an imagination, doesn't she? See, in the picture, we can see how she sees the tree, and we can see how the tree actually is, right? It's definitely frosted with snow, but I don't think it's turned into peppermint. Do you?
No. No, it's the same tree,
says Plastic.
I recognize the branches.
What do you think snow is exactly?
Asks Lumpy.
It's a blanket of peace over the world, says Stingray.
No, it's frozen water, says Plastic. I read it in a book.
Who's right? A blanket of peace over the world or frozen water?
It's frozen water because I read it in the book.
Yeah. Although I think she's also right that it does make things peaceful.
One of them is more poetic and one of them is more scientific, but that doesn't mean that either one of them are wrong. You can be both poetic and scientific at the same time, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what is a snowflake? Asked Lumpy.
A snowflake is like a tiny ballerina, says Stingray. If you look closely, you can see it dance.
No, it's just really tiny frozen water, says Plastic. I read that too.
And that's also right, isn't it? It can be both of those things at once. It can almost look like it's dancing. And in the picture, we can kind of see the artist has made it into a bit of a ballerina. But it can also just be a tiny piece of frozen water. It is not easy to build a snowman, especially when you're a bunch of toys. And in the picture, we can see them trying to do it. And they do finally get it done. In fact, even Plastic gets to be part of it. She rolls right up on top to be the head of the snowman. Snow angels are easier, especially for the buffalo. Lumpy likes icicles on a fence. Stingray finds a puddle that has frozen solid. Plastic finds a forgotten sled at the top of the hill and gets to go for a ride down the hill. How fun, right? The day begins to fade.
What is a sunset? Asks Lumpy.
It's strawberry syrup pouring over the world to make it sweet before nightfall, explains Stingray.
Plastic doesn't say anything. She's thinking. And in the picture, we can see it almost does look like syrup is being spread throughout the land because as the sun drops, everything kind of turns pink, right? When the sky goes pink at the end of the day.
Brr, I'm cold, says Lumpy.
My tail is wet,
complains Stingray. Her bag is leaky because she had to put those holes in it to breathe, you know?
Snow, 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 cries Plastic. I'm a strawberry syrup sun in the snow.
I like, she's starting to get the poetic vibe, isn't she? Inside, the house is dry and warm. Outside, the tiny ballerinas have made a blanket of peace over the world. The strawberry syrup sun has gone down. And yes, the world is sweet. And yes, the world is sweet. And that, my dear friends, is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.